Hello, hello, hello. It is Dr. Sonia, aka the Power Pusher, your success coach, therapist, and resident author, coming back to you with another podcast for all of our solopreneurs, womanpreneurs, infopreneurs, or just plain entrepreneurs, whatever title you want to assign yourself. We're all in this to be as successful as possible, right? And so I want to try to be brief today and talk about the leader within. Whether you're a male or a female entrepreneur, I think it's really important to do some self-reflective pieces to kind of think about what needs to happen in our business, whether we're rebuilding, revitalizing, or whether we're rebranding. So I'm going to give you four passion profit strategies to rebuild, revitalize, and rebrand your business. All right, so let's get to it. So the first thing I'm going to ask you to do is to think about your greatest, grandest, highest version of yourself. This is the revitalization period, right? What do you stand for? This is a key point again. Remember, we're doing mindset shifts. So what do you stand for? Write that down. Take a minute to be reflective. I'm also going to ask you to just be real transparent and authentic about the next couple of questions, because it's going to require you to stand in your truth as a CEO. Remember, most of us tend to operate initially as a clinician, and then ultimately we build upon our business and our business practices to move us into the CEO status. So a lot of the work that I do and the podcast that I'll be doing is coming straight from my program called Beyond the Couch, From Clinician to CEO. And that is where I work as a success coach with clients on helping them to start or up-level their businesses, identify their ideal client, and ensure their level of success. But there are some things that they have to do. They first have to see themselves as a CEO, all right? So that's where the title came from, if anybody wanted to know. All right, so where were we? How do you stand with yourself? Are you friends with yourself? Do other versions of you show up in your friendships maybe? Maybe you're one way in your business, one way in your relationships. Or does the leader within show up in your relationships or in your business? Then I want you to answer, are you willing to fight for yourself? Are you willing to be a better leader and friend to yourself? The key thing here, and Oprah Winfrey talks about, you know, showing up as your greatest, highest version of yourself as well. And I love me some Oprah, right? So if you haven't, you know, go take a look at some of her videos on YouTube. And she really deep dives into this whole practice of showing up in your greatest, highest version of yourself. But I added grandest because I think that we're all grand in our own right. And we have to think about what that greatest, grandest, highest version of ourselves is in our business in order to begin revitalization of our businesses, right? So fear is the number one component that holds us from standing up for ourselves, for fighting for our space and our voice in our businesses. We're so busy working in our businesses that we don't own our CEO voice or status, right? And therefore, we begin to make decisions about our businesses from a clinician standpoint, which is fear. And that pretty much holds us up, all right? So hopefully you guys got that. The next thing I'm going to ask you to do is to think about the intentions that you have for your business. What is it that you started out creating, wanted to create, or you currently have in creation? But is it in alignment with your original intentions? Whatever they are, your intentions could have been to help women earn their first 100K for the year. Your intentions could have been to work with single moms who were home buyers. Your intention could have been to, you know, start a father's group or father's forum. Whatever those intentions are, whether it was to show up with integrity, values, any of those intentions. Is that what's happening in your business right now? So if not, or you'd like it to be a little bit more present, let's call this the rebranding piece, right? Let's go back and look at our original intentions of our business. Why did we originally set out to be an entrepreneur with the business that we have? The third thing, engaging with your soulmate clients. This is the rebranding phase, all right? We're going to talk about cycle dynamics versus just regular demographics. We know our traditional demographics, they tell us a little bit about our client. But what we want to do in order to be in integrity, to be in excellence, and to be of service to our clients is to really type into the cycle dynamics. We want to look at our soulmate client. First, I'm going to ask you to go back and look at yourself as your soulmate client. What would you like your business to do for you? How would you speak to yourself? This will help you then learn how to speak to your client. As I indicated in the first podcast, Get Your Bag, you need to speak their language. So does your business speak the original language that you started out with? Think about psychodynamics this way. What are you offering your clients, right? That's a solution to whatever their problems is. So let's say, you know, something's keeping her up at night. She's worried about something. She's frustrated about something. She's fearful about something. But you have a product or a service that can assist her in getting a good night's rest or feeling better about herself, whatever that is. So what does your client need fixed? This is how we're thinking about psychodynamics, all right? And then how are you and your business a solution? We could even go a step further with some of the psychodynamics, you know, like where does the person shop at? What type of price point they utilize when they're shopping for the most part. You can go a lot deeper because you're looking at this lifestyle that this person has. And once you have that additional information, not just general income, if they're male or female, etc., you'll be better able to talk to your client and to craft that message that speaks directly to them. All right, we're down to the last one. And I told you this was going to be quick. Taking action and betting on you. This is you stepping into your role as a business leader. Again, this is a rebuilding phase, right? So already we went over the revitalization piece. We've talked a little bit about rebranding, and now we're on rebuilding. So I'm going to ask you to ask yourself this question. What would happen if you bet on you? I want you to imagine what that would look like, right? Because a lot of us as clinicians, we do not bet on ourselves. Therefore, we're not betting on the business to be successful. And we don't do that. Therefore, we never become the CEOs of our business, all right? So let me ask you these things. How much would you bet on yourself? Are you betting on you now? And if you're not sure what I mean by betting on you, I'll give you a couple of examples. Betting on you looks like this. Investing in a coach, therapist, or mentor to help you get clarity about your life or business or both. Betting on you could also mean you surrounding yourself with people of influence, people who will hold you accountable. This is your tribe, people of like minds who will support you in your process. Betting on you also means being coachable and teachable. Betting on you could also mean giving yourself permission to win. A lot of us never give ourselves permission to show up and to win and to play big. And I'm very big on people playing big. Lisa Nichols, one of my all-time favorite mentors, right? Got a chance to work on one of her platforms here in Chicago at the Abundance Now Chicago. Did some sales and got a chance to really see behind the scenes how to really work with clients and make offers and invites to them. So, you know, that was me giving myself permission to expand my business by learning this, right? And I had the awesome opportunity to work with one of the top rated female authors and speakers and motivational personal development and business speakers in the world, right? So, betting on you also means implementing when you are afraid. It means making a big ask, right? And I always tell people, if you're going to make a big ask, be willing to pay it forward. Be willing to be in receivership of the big ask, but also be willing to participate. You can't ask people for something that you're not willing to, you know, do something in that process to generate whatever that is. It's just not fair for the other person who's mentoring you, coaching you, that you don't show up or you don't give back or you don't pay it forward. All right. So Show up with reciprocity. That's also betting on you. It goes a long way. When people know that they are in alignment with you and there's a reciprocal relationship, they will do nothing but pour into you. Betting on you also means stepping into your role as a business leader and CEO, and you don't want to keep clinging to the clinician. You just don't. You know, that's for people who are just starting out and they're not clear. But once you're getting clear, once you are clear, you're moving to CEO status. Betting on you also means being a pro and consistently showing up for your business and the people you are created to serve. It also means believing in God or a higher power and knowing that He would not give you a dream and a vision and make you supernatural without a purpose and a way to make things happen. That is provision. Now, for those of you that, you know, maybe you're listening to this podcast and you don't believe in a higher power, that's okay. But understand that the universe will not operate in alignment with you, right? Just to serve you up somewhere and then don't provide for you. All right. So whatever you want to call it, you know, the universe is not going to reward you just because, you know, but there's something that you're doing to make this thing happen, to make it operate and live out in your purpose. All right. Betting on you also means commitment to learning professionally and personally. It also means taking care of you and standing in your truth and living the most authentic life you can. And the last thing I want to go back to is that commitment to learn professionally and personally. Learning is an ongoing process. It should be intentional and it should be deliberate. You should be willing to invest in you. You should be willing to do a return on an investment, right? Within yourself. So if somebody says, hey, you know, I can help you, you know, or what, you know, what would you need? Here's how I can help. But there's a fee or a cost associated with it. Don't tell them that it should be free or you're not sure about, you know, if it's worth that dollar amount, right? You want to make the commitment to invest in yourself professionally and personally. It will go a long way. And that will be your return on your investment. When you have clients showing up for you because you spoke to them, you spoke their message, and you answered or provided solutions to their problems, or you produced outcome and results. All right. So I'm going to stop here. Hopefully this was insightful for you or useful to you. Please comment, send me comments or send me a message. I'd love to feature your messages. Also, make sure you go to my Empowering Wellness 360 Facebook page. Like the page. There's a bunch of information on there. Or you can reach out to me on my personal page at Sonia Kennedy. That's S-O-N-I-A Kennedy, K-E-N-N-E-D-Y. Those are both my social media pages on Facebook. Or you can follow me on Instagram. Please do. I love when I can connect with my audience and motivate them. I'm also a yoga and Pilates instructor. And I post motivational quotes, power pusher quotes, meditational stuff, breath work. So I am at Yoga BODHI 360, Yoga Body 360, all one word. That's Yoga Body BODHI 360 on Instagram, right? Or you can email me or DM me. It's no problem. You can email me, and this is a really long one, at Dr. Sonia Kennedy at empoweringwellness360.com. And that's also my website, empoweringwellness360.com. So please reach out to me. Let me know if this podcast or the other podcasts have been helpful to you in any way, shape, or form. Also, don't forget to get my book on Amazon, Supernaturally Made, Volume 1, Reclaiming Your Eve, right? It is an empowerment book. Also, I have one other book called The Superpower Playbook, which is also listed on Amazon. You can get it in an ebook format as well as the Supernaturally Made ebook as well as hard copy. So I am going to sign off for now, wishing everyone a successful, prosperous, and abundance business practice, work week, daily activity, because we got to go through all of it and we want to make sure that we're showing up in excellence in our business. So this is Dr. Sonia, aka the Power Pusher. I'm signing off. Please make sure you do something uncommon today. Take care.